and Julie James Sawyers with the GIS Media News for Thursday, January 25. Coming up, Cabinet to receive strategic review report on NHT, emergency tribunal established, and help coming for farmers affected by January flood raids. The news in detail after the break.
High school students, enter the Access to Information National High School Essay Competition. Write an essay on the topic ATI Law Balances Rights and Promotes Responsible Access to Information, or how can members of the public use the ATI Act to help bring about transformation in the society. Win great cash prizes. Essay must be 1600 to 1800 words. Send entries to Access to Information Unit, 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 968-3166. Deadline January 31st, 2018.
Now the news. The public will soon hear details about the strategic review of the National Housing Trust, NHT. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the report on the strategic review will be sent to Parliament for deliberation in short order.
We'll be turning this document over to the Cabinet for it to review, then to go to Parliament, and then the nation will have an opportunity to discuss, and then we will come up with a national plan as to how we can reform the NHT to make it an even greater catalyst towards housing solutions in Jamaica.
The Prime Minister was speaking at his quarterly press briefing at Jamaica House on Wednesday, noting that the NHT gave out its highest ever number of mortgages in 2017. Mr. Holness says the government is determined to have the NHT build houses at a rate that makes squatting unjustifiable. He adds that the agency also achieved its target of creating 5,500 housing solutions last year, the highest number recorded in 15 years. Meanwhile, the government has named the members of the Emergency Powers Review Tribunal. The tribunal has been established in accordance with Section 38 of the Emergency Powers Regulations 2018. The regulations were tabled in Parliament on Tuesday in keeping with the Emergency Powers Act.
This administration fully supports these regulations as gazetted. Beyond giving the security forces additional powers of search, detention, and seizure, a great part of these regulations is aimed at protecting and preserving public safety.
The three-member tribunal will function under the auspices of the Ministry of National Security. It will adjudicate appeals by those who have been detained under the extraordinary powers granted to the security forces during the state of public emergency in St. James. The members of the tribunal are attorney at law and former president of the Jamaican Bar Association, Ian Wilkinson, pastor of the Swallowfield Chapel, David Henry, and retired Supreme Court Judge Lloyd Hibbert. $100 million is to be provided for farmers who suffered losses as a result of the heavy rains in January. Some 2,173 farmers in Trelawney, St. Mary, and Portland suffered losses of over $343 million during the period. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Kasamuda says focus must be shifted to infrastructure development and disaster reliance in farming communities.
Given the inability of irrigation to deal with flooding events and excessive rains, which are poised to become more frequent with climate change, we must now focus our attention on a rapid expansion of protected agriculture, that is, greenhouse agriculture, hyperphonics, etc. At the same time, we have to simultaneously address some of the structural issues such as farm roads.
Minister Samuda says while steps are being taken to expand access to irrigation systems across the island, priority will also be placed on rehabilitating existing systems. This will be done by concreting earthen canals, rehabilitating wells, and converting flood systems to pressurized systems to facilitate drip irrigation. In the meantime, $366 million will be spent on road infrastructure works in farming communities during the 2017-2018 financial year. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Kasamuda says farm road improvement will be a permanent part of the ministry's plans going forward.
We are providing this year, by the end of the financial year, for a provision of $366 million, which will involve some 65 farm roads. That covers at least one in every constituency affected.
Mr. Samuda was speaking in Parliament on Tuesday. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuli James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.